As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Heard about the most advanced portable upgrade for your vehicle. Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50-90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
What will continue to happen is that the S&P 500 and the Dow Jones will go down relative to gold, Faber said. I think gold will move up more from its support level, close quote, and all that. The outlook for gold sparked a debate between economist Nouriel Roubini and Jimmy Rogers earlier this month. Rogers, the investor who predicted the start of the commodities rally in 1999, said Roubini is wrong about the threat of bubbles in gold and emerging stock markets. Excuse me, emerging market stocks. I don't know why they always turn that around like that, just to confuse my tongue. Roubini, who predicted the global economic crisis, oh yeah, one of many, said a forecast by the investor that gold will double to at least $2,000 an ounce is utter nonsense. Here's a quote. Will it go to $2,000, $200,000, or $2 trillion? Question mark. I don't know, Faber said. But if you have money printing in the world, then the price will over time rise. It'll go up more for things that you just can't increase the supply of, and the supply of precious metals is very limited. Good asset? Gold is set for a 9th annual gain as central banks, pension funds, and individual buyers seek to protect themselves from potential currency debasement and inflation. Policymakers worldwide have set interest rates near zero and spent $2 trillion to pull the world economy out of the worst recession since World War II. Quote, with the crisis, people are realizing gold is a good asset to have, close quote, Pierre Gay, chief executive officer at New Edge Financial Asia Pacific, said in a Bloomberg television interview today. For me, the potential for gold is very high, he said. Faber expects the U.S. government to increase its stimulus spending should the Standard & Poor's 500 index fall. Excuse me. Toward 900. The U.S. budget deficit under President... Oh, I don't like to use that phrase. This morning I've been calling him Babar. Babar and Celeste traveled to the east. Of course, Celeste had to stay home this time. Wasn't enough room in the basket, I guess. The U.S. budget deficit under Barry the Usurper's administration reached a record $1.4 trillion in the fiscal year that ended September the 30th. Debt amounted to 9.9% of the nation's economy. Well, we seem to be producing debt. Triple the size of the 2008 shortfall. Quote, I don't think the S&P will drop below 800 or 900. The S&P below 800 or 900. And eventually will go higher in nominal terms, but not necessary in real terms, he said. Well, predicting a correction in the measure in the near term. We'll see more about that on the other side. Stay with us. Much more news and information to come.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
Sometimes authorities don't tell the truth. Many businesses, traffic intersections, and patrol cars are now equipped with cameras. Big Brother is watching, but now you can watch Big Brother back without Big Brother even knowing it. Introducing DigiSpy sunglasses. These high-resolution DigiSpy sunglasses come with either 4GB or 8GB of flash memory, allowing you to record digital footage while doing everyday activities. DigiSpy sunglasses contain a small, high-quality hidden camera that can record up to 4 hours of real-time video and audio. The Diginet Spy sunglasses are perfect wait for traffic stops, unlawful search and seizures, town hall meetings, anywhere you need indisputable proof. DigiNet also offers the same audio video technology in the functional DigiPen. Check out the complete line of products, including mobile DVRs, and see the video quality at DigiNet.net. That's DigiNet.net. DigiNet.net. Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 for your DigiNet spy products today. Because video never lies.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving your home through the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over 2 decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information is only a page away.
Radio X, with your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So here's a little bit of more new news off of Bloomberg's Newswire off the internet this morning. Consumer prices in the U.S. increased by 0.3% in October. This is by Courtney Schlisserman. November the 18th, Bloomberg, new news. The cost of living in the U.S. rose more than forecast in October. Don't you get tired of that, folks? I mean, I go up on this regurgitorium they call the Newswire. And it makes me almost not want to expend the printer ink and paper to print these articles out, but I do. I keep them all in a little folder, show folder, month by month by month. Man, 18 some odd months now this time on air. Anyway, the cost of living in the U.S. rose more than forecast in October. You can't quite get it straight, you know what I mean? Not much. I guess their crystal ball might be a little foggy. Maybe they lost the little placer for the Ouija board or something. I'm not sure. I'm going to try dousing. That might work better for them. Get a little forked stick and wander around in a pasture. They'd probably be more accurate. But we heard all about that yesterday with Vicki Davis. Sorry about that technical difficulty in the beginning, the little glitch. It gave you some inside airtime that we weren't expecting, chit-chatting about what we have stored in closets. But anyway, long story and short, the cost of living in the U.S. rose more than forecast in October as Americans paid more for fuel. Well, I didn't. I didn't buy any fuel in October. I'm not going to buy any in November either, it looks like, and I'm glad for that. While so-called core prices, held at a pace that supports the Federal Reserve's forecast for tame inflation. Tame inflation. They're just burying all of the inflation, I guess. The 0.3% in the consumer price index followed a 0.2% increase in September. Figures from the Labor Department showed today in Washington. Of course, as we always say on this broadcast, figures don't lie, but these economists certainly do. Excluding food and energy costs, the core index rose 0.2% for a second month. I doubt that. But notice the way they exclude food and energy costs, the only things that people today can afford to buy. Unemployment at a 26-year high of 10.2%. Notice that number hasn't changed. They're just holding on to that one. They don't want to really show you what it is. Unemployment at a 26-year high of 10.2% and wages that were down 5.2% in September. This is how you get your productivity numbers to work out all right. You lay everybody off and then you drop everybody's wages, you see. It's all about bottom line. We find out about that studying economics as we have been this past month. Anyway, again, unemployment at a 26-year high of 10.2%, and wages that were down 5.2% in September from a year earlier are giving companies such as Walmart Stores, Inc., little room to raise prices. I thought they were the people that where the prices are always falling. That's the little dropout cards that always fall out of my local newspaper when you pick it up. You know, Walmart falls on the floor, and then you throw it in the garbage. It's where most of the things from Walmart should go anyway. Anyway, it offers Walmart little room to raise prices. Federal Reserve Bank. What slime? Slime balls. Why are these people walking free on the streets of America? Fed Chairman Benjamin Shalom Bernanke said November the 16th that the economic headwinds, we've heard this headwinds thing now about five or six times this week. This is a new word, I guess. Economic headwinds. Used to be green shoots, now it's headwinds. Will limit the recovery. In other words, when you've got a gale force wind blowing in your face, you don't move forward. You have a tendency to move backwards, and I guess we've got some economic headwinds. Allowing interest rates to stay low for, quote, an extended period. Better believe that. Quote, I don't see anything in the report that suggests there's any real inflation flare-up, close quote, said Joseph Lavorgna, chief U.S. economist at Deutsche Bank Securities, Inc. in New York. Quote, the Fed is comfortably on hold. Comfortably on hold. Economists forecast that the consumer price index would rise 0.2%, went up 0.3, right? According to the median of 78 projections in a Bloomberg News survey. Estimates ranged from a decline of 0.2% to a rise of 0.5%. The core index was forecast to rise 0.1% according to the Bloomberg survey. Housing starts fall. U.S. stock index futures erased gains after the Commerce Department. Is that where your birth certificate is listed? Are you under Commerce? Of course you are. You just didn't think so. U.S. stock index futures erased gains after the Commerce Department said housing starts unexpectedly plunged. Here it is. Rose more than forecast in October. Unexpectedly plunged. What kind of business are these guys in? They should stay away from horse tracks, that's for sure. They lose everything they've got. And unfortunately, they're betting with our money. Unexpectedly plunged. What did they think it was going to do in the middle of winter? Housing starts? Stock index futures? Come on. Futures on the Standard & Poor's 500 index were down 0.1% to 1,106 at 9.02 a.m. You should see what's going on right now. It's red ink. It's straight down. At least in the Dow. Treasuries remained lower after the consumer price report. And before the U.S. announces tomorrow that the amounts of 2-, 5-, and 7-year notes, of course, we're talking about what the 2-year note is today, the bond, 0.77%. That's so too very little to interest any investors. The 10-year note yield rose 2 basis points to 334 at 8:35 a.m. in New York. I show it as 3.33%. Just keep fudging the numbers, don't they? Compared with a year earlier, consumer prices were down 0.2%. Core prices rose 1.7% from October of 2008 after a 1.5% year-over-year gain in September. Energy costs increased 1.5% in October. Right on time, wouldn't you say? This is about the time of the year we turn our heaters on, led by fuel oil. Well, yeah, well, it's going to be cold in New Hampshire, honey. New York will fare no better, and gasoline. The year-over-year declines in the consumer price index are getting smaller as crude oil prices increase from an almost 5-year low in December of 2008. You can say it's a 5-year low, but look at how high they jacked it up. Remember that, folks? Go back to the September the 11th of 2001 and the Katrina incident, and that's where it all went straight up. Remember that? Well, now it's a 5-year low, so the market corrected maybe a little bit. But today we find crude oil knocking and scratching at the door of $80 a barrel for a 42-gallon barrel of light sweet crude. You do the math on that one. Crude oil traded in on the New York Mercantile Exchange averaged $75.82 a barrel in October, compared with $69.47 in September. Prices have continued to increase this month, averaging $78.69 a barrel. Gasoline prices in October averaged $2.56 a gallon in October, compared with $2.55 a month earlier, according to the AAA. Food prices, which account for 14.6 of the consumer price index, increased 0.1% in October, reflecting higher dairy costs. I don't even touch that stuff, do you? Prices for meats and fruits and vegetables declined during the month. Well, shut up right there on the other side. Lots more news and other interesting things. Stay with us. It's Wednesday Hump Day.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we've returned to the lows, the highs, the gold spot market sets a new high this morning already at $1,153. See gold trading up. There's a sea of red ink all across the Dow Jones in other things on the internet. The equities are no better than the futures. Everything's going down south. But back to this article, Walmart cuts costs. Good old Wally World, you know, there are neighbors to the south here in southwest Missouri. Walmart, the world's largest retailer, is experiencing, quote, ongoing deflation across our businesses. Deflation? Walmart, the world's largest retailer, is experiencing ongoing deflation across our businesses. That's the D word, folks. That's not recession. That's not depression. It's deflation. Michael T. Dirk, the Bentonville, Arkansas, Beeville, that's Bentonville, Benton County, Arkansas, just south of us. You ought to see the size of Walmart's IT bunker. Oh, my goodness. Anyway, the Bentonville, Arkansas-based company's chief executive said November the 12th, Walmart accelerated efforts to cut costs in the third quarter as falling food prices and the worst U.S. unemployment rate in a quarter century muted revenue. Owners' equivalent rent, one of the categories used to track rental prices, was unchanged. Yeah, you betcha. Don't even talk about raising rent in the presence of your renters these days. You'll see a general exodus to a building that is even greater financial power, and you'll lose all of your tenants. The cost of re-renting a unit is very high. In September, the measure dropped 0.1%, the first decline since 1992. Costs of medical care increased in October and are up 3.5% from the same month last year. They're up 3.5%. Medical costs, medical care. Oh, buddy, you want to nationalize that? Watch it go up even faster than that. Airline fares rose 1.7% last month. The Consumer Price Index is the broadest of the three monthly price gauges from the Labor Department. They've been trying to give birth to something legitimate for a long time and haven't done it yet because it includes goods and services. A report yesterday showed wholesale prices rose 0.3%. Well, there's a lot more to that. Here's the ending of that article. Inflation seems likely to remain subdued for some time, Bernanke said. Inflation? Well, you got to talk to Michael Dirk there. He's talking about ongoing deflation in their business. But anyway, Shalom said in a November the 16th speech to the Economic Club of New York, and if you didn't hear that broadcast with Lee Rogers, where he played almost that entire speech, you might go back up and visit Lee's website. Listen to that. Very interesting, very telling conversation there. This monologue from Benjamin Bernanke. Anyway, enough of that article. Let's go to the next one. Obama and who vow? Obama who vow? Cooperation amid divisions over trade. Well, brother, you type it into your browser, Obama bows a Japanese emperor, you'll find that Google is just rich with it. I'm calling him Babar this morning. This article by Juliana Goldman and Edwin Chan. Barry the usurper and the Chinese president Hu Jintao. Who? Jintao. Oh, yeah. Concluded their formal meetings in Beijing yesterday with promises of increased cooperation amid the lingering friction over currency, trade, and human rights. Yeah, currency. Lingering friction over currency. I would imagine as the Chinese really get a good understanding of what this Federal Reserve, this toxic waste, is, there's going to be continuing lingering friction. And then trade and human rights. We're going to talk about trade in a moment. Human rights, right? Rights, rights. You Americans, soon you'll know what it's like to have no rights any longer. Obama said to the world's most populous nation, played a vital role in helping end a global recession. Yeah, no doubt. We won't be playing a vital role in ending a global recession. Unfortunately, the Federal Reserve Bank and the international gangsters are at the heart and core of our global recession. They've been at the heart and core of most of them, too. in the past, and will be a key partner in dealing with challenges from curbing the nuclear ambitions of Iran and North Korea to combating climate change. He wasn't getting a whole lot of support for this stuff over there. Talked to China about combating climate change. You know, he got a little ways with the Japanese. The Japanese are such noble people. Mary the usurper was stepping and fetching. He was trying to pull it off, you know. Standing there at the end of the big meeting, the press conference with the head of the Japanese government, and he's standing there, and they're both holding their hands, you know, interlinking their fingers on the podium. And Barry wouldn't unclasp his hands, and so the Japanese president wouldn't unclasp his hands, and the Japanese president kept looking over at Barry, and Barry just stood there with his hands folded and clasped together, and so the guy, and finally, the usurper couldn't stand it any longer. He had to scratch his nose, and so he had to break his little clasped hands and scratched his nose, and it was almost like a sigh of relief from the Japanese guy there, as he was able to relax his hands and speak more comfortably. That's crazy, watching the hand signals and all that. Anyway, into the article. The relationship between the United States and China has never been more important to our collective future, our communist future, our global feudalism future, Obama said in an appearance with who? At the Great Hall of the People. Yeah, we're going to the Great Hall. Then next we're going to go over visit the Great Wall. Who, speaking first, who spoke first? It was who? Okay. Said that the U.S. and China, quote, share extensive common interests. I'll say so. On issues that affect mankind's peace and stability. Did you hear that the Chinese have come out with this new intercontinental ballistic missile that targets ships and shipping lines? We're going to talk about ships in a minute. That's a little bit of new news. The U.S. president wrapped up his first trip to China today by meeting with Chinese Premier Wen Jiabao. So we got who, we got when, and we got Barry the Usurper in Beijing, and touring a section of the Great Wall north of the city. So we had our meeting at the Great Hall, and then we went out to the Great Wall before leaving for South Korea. The most substantive talks took place yesterday, during which Barry the Usurper and who pledged to continue a strategic and economic dialogue and left their biggest differences unresolved. And they left their biggest differences unresolved. Excuse me, would you pass me the soy sauce, please? Okay, very good. What about climate change? Who? Who? When? Jiabao. Jianto. Jintao. Must have been fun. Would have loved to have been a fly on the wall in that room. Obama called on the Chinese leader to make good on a commitment to allow the yuan to appreciate to help prevent trade imbalances that exacerbated the global economic crisis. Quote, I was pleased to note the Chinese commitment made in past statements to move toward a more market-oriented exchange rate over time, the usurper said. Doing so, based on economic fundamentals, would make an essential contribution to the global rebalancing effort. Yes, they are, balancing on top of the China wall. I don't imagine that the Chinese are going to be too cooperative anytime soon. Yuan peg, that's Y-U-A-N. I don't report on that, even though we should. Asia-Pacific economic cooperation and all that aside. Don't report on the yuan. But who, in his remarks, made no mention of the yuan peg to a weakening dollar? How can you peg anything that is an illusion? How could you peg anything to an illusion? What is the weakening dollar? It's nothing. It doesn't exist. It's a negative integer. How can you peg anything to that, even with the most accurate hammering, which has forced central banks across Asia to sell their currencies to limit appreciation and maintain export competitiveness with China? Ah, this is a long article. So much more to it. I'll set it aside. It's up on Bloomberg today. Obama, who, vow cooperation amid divisions over trade. This one, yesterday's news, Holly Rosenkrantz. That's a nice name, Holly Rosenkrantz. Wouldn't mind having turkey supper with Holly. AFL-CIO's Trumka urges spending up to $3 trillion to spur jobs. Listen to this one. AFL President Richard Trumka proposed that the government spend as much as $3 trillion on schools and highway repairs to help create jobs, and said the U.S. should start a troubled asset relief program for small and medium-sized businesses. Trumka, who heads the nation's largest union organization, laid out a five-point plan. Oh, brother. All right, back to Joseph Stalin, Vladimir Ilyich Lenin. More of these five-year plans and five-point plans.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
Sometimes authorities don't tell the truth. Many businesses, traffic intersections, and patrol cars are now equipped with cameras. Big Brother is watching, but now you can watch Big Brother back without Big Brother even knowing it. Introducing DigiSpy sunglasses. These high-resolution DigiSpy sunglasses come with either 4GB or 8GB of flash memory, allowing you to record digital footage while doing everyday activities. DigiSpy sunglasses contain a small, high-quality hidden camera that can record up to 4 hours of real-time video and audio. The Diginet Spy sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful search and seizures, town hall meetings, anywhere you need indisputable proof. Diginet also offers the same audio-video technology in the functional DigiPen. Check out the complete line of products, including mobile DVRs, and see the video quality at diginet.net. That's diginet.net. diginet.net. Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 for your Diginet spy products today. Because video never lies.
Pulling back the curtain to expose the Matrix. Axiom Radio with Rob Chowda. Weeknights 7 to 9 Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Bloomberg's website this morning, Holly Rosenkrantz, the author, dropping down into the article, he says, we need jobs now, Trump has said in the prepared text of a speech to be given today on a plan the AFL-CIO will bring to the White House Jobs Conference Summit next month. Where there's obstruction, we'll expose it and push through it. Really important to understand all of this stuff. You know, who is the AFL and who is the CIO? You know, they really do have one of the strongest bargaining positions in all of this climate change nonsense. Considering that so much of America is coal dependent and that the steel industry is absolutely coal dependent, and that the mine workers made up the AFL, American Federation of Labor, originally, if my memory serves me right, and the Tobacco Bunch was the CIO. I have to go back and check the articles on that. Nevertheless, you're talking about the unions. They're almost always Democrats. Not always. You know, there's Republicans that work in the union, too. But largely, they're Democratic voters, Democratic Party supporters. This would be an ideal opportunity for AFL President, AFL-CIO President Richard Trumka to come out verbally opposed to man-made global warming and the climate change process. But, of course, you realize that deep down in H.R. 2454, the Clean Energy and Security Act of 2009, it was loaded with all kinds of construction-related stuff, union work. So they'll remain quiet, but I don't imagine that the iron workers are going to appreciate it when they remain quiet. I don't imagine that the coal miners will appreciate it if the AFL-CIO's trunk remains quiet, and I certainly won't either. Anyway, dropping down into the article further, he says again here that Barry the Usurper said he will convene a conference next month with business executives. Trumka's plan calls for moving forward with what he described as a backlog of government transportation, school repair, and other infrastructure projects that could cost $3 trillion. Transportation. That's road building. That's almost always union work. School repair, almost always union work. And other infrastructure projects, most often union work. That could cost $3 trillion. $3 trillion. He said $10 billion in funding for overdue repairs to schools was cut from this year's $787 billion economic stimulus bill. Of course, we could save billions and billions if we bulldoze the nation's public school system and let it be started over from scratch, homeschools and private schools, and get the Gov and FedGov out of education entirely. Every dollar spent on infrastructure employs workers all down the supply chain in construction, manufacturing, design, and engineering. Yeah, almost all of those are highly dependent on government contracts. Government contracts. What's a government contract? More debt. Much more debt. Extremely expensive construction. The layout on a $22.2 million high school campus in Everett, Washington, working with one of the largest construction companies on earth through the union. And the waste on that project, the aggrandizement of that project for a school, was incredible. Almost, I would have to guess, 80% of what was constructed out of that $22.2 million project was fluff, stuff, and nonsense. The classrooms in that high school were basically in the basement, a daylight basement with no windows on one whole half of that unit. Can you imagine getting stuck for 4 years of your life in a windowless room with a monotonous teacher shoving the propaganda down your throat by the shovelful? Almost all of the money on that project went into sports, arts and entertainment. Unbelievable. Twin football fields, stadiums, twin baseball diamonds, running two games at a time. Twin full-size gymnasiums for having basketball games and other kinds of games. Twins, side by side, so that they could have, what is it, varsity and junior league playing at the same time? Unbelievable. What a waste of tax dollars. Anyway, continuing. Small businesses. Trumka also said a TARP fund could lend money directly to small and medium businesses If small businesses can get credit, they will create jobs, he said. Very few of the small and medium businesses are union shops. Trumka proposed extending unemployment benefits, food assistance, and health care to people who are out of work to maintain personal spending, boosting aid to state and local governments, and creating jobs in distressed communities. That could be argued until the cows come home. Trumka and labor leaders have pressed Barry the usurper to pass a second stimulus package beyond that one signed in February. That won't be the topic, however, of Obama's jobs forum next month, his advisors have said. With the fiscal 2009 deficit hitting a record of $1.4 trillion and next year's deficit forecast to be almost the same, administration officials and Democratic leaders in Congress have expressed reluctance about pushing for a second stimulus. Well, that's that article. I'd like to see a widening dialogue between this AFL-CIO's Trumka and the COP15 Copenhagen Climate Change Treaty. If they ever realize how deep this rabbit hole goes, the union people would be out up in arms, and it would be great. This is a quick article here. I found this one also on Bloomberg this morning. Maersk says container market to grow next year. Rates may rise. If you remember the talks with Vicki Davis, we were talking yesterday, so I had some sound clips about the transportation industry going into the Bush administration, the new GAO guy and all of that. This has to do with transportation. This has to do, go back to Richard Buckminster Fuller's discussion comments that we had earlier in the week, or last week it was, in regards to distribution being the real problem here on the planet as far as getting things around to everybody is concerned. This by Christian Weinberg. A.P. Moller Maersk, M-A-E-R-S-K, Maersk A.S., the owner of the world's largest container shipping line, said that the market will return to growth next year and that freight rates might rise as carriers curb capacity increases. Interesting opening sentence. Container volumes are likely to grow by 3% to 8% in 2010. What's all this containers? The Maersk lines, Maersk container lines. There's a bunch of them out there. I'm going to share with you some of the ones from the top 100 list. But there's a lot of these container vessel ships that make up part of the mini land bridge. It's all about admiralty law. It's all the law of commerce, lex mercatoria, the law merchant. Admiralty law, moving things in commerce internationally in the great seas, you know. The admiral, Cristobal Columbus, if you want to go that way with his word, that word, his name, supposedly, it's not his name, Colomb. Anyway, container volumes are likely to grow by 3% to 8% in 2010 as the market emerges from the first year of contraction since containerization went global in the 1970s. You all remember when containerization went global? When we went from having a two-ton truck delivering something on the back to these ideas of these enclosed, fully closed containers? Containers that could be dropped onto a flatbed trailer and bound down and then hauled from the port of entry across to the next port of lading and dropped or delivered or unloaded in a town near you. That's all loaded on trains. Loaded on trains, Warren Buffett's Burlington Northern flat cars. 2, 3, 4 of these containers stacked on top of each other on trains. We'll be back. Stick with us. Lots more to come.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving your home through the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at adventuresunlimitedpress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over 2 decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information is only a page away.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local. Blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Wednesday, November the 18th, 2009, a two-hour broadcast to become Vocal Local. As we begin our second hour of today's broadcast, we come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Our call-in numbers remain 866-841-1065. You don't need an invite. Just pick up the phone, let your fingers do the walking, and then you can be doing the talking as opposed to listening to me all morning. Anyway, you're welcome to call in if you'd like to. Back to this article off of Bloomberg. Maersk says container market to grow next year. Rates may rise. Again, they're talking about container volumes likely to grow 3 to 8% in 2010. As the market emerges from the first year of contraction, they're advancing here the idea or the concept that people are going to start buying and selling just because we have a 10 at the end of the annual date as opposed to a 9. But I don't think that's likely to happen, but it might. I don't know. As the market emerges from the first year of contraction since containerization went global in the 1970s, I remember back then, in the 1970s, when containers really started coming on, going down and walking along the wharfs and the piers, Pier 96, that area down there in Seattle, and you see all of these great towering cranes, the big container vessels come in, and the cranes go out and they pick up these containers and they swing them over to land them, not on the ground, no, on dunnage. On dunnage, the container never touches the ground, so it's really still at sea. And then they're picked up and they're loaded on the back of these spring-loaded trailers, the 18-wheelers. And then they're hauled to wherever their destination might be. They're still at sea, of course. They're at sea until they come into the bays behind the store. And then they backed up and come to the loading dock. Still at sea, you see. Then they open up the doors on the back of the container. This is the first time air has gone in there since they left China or wherever the point of origination was. And this is what is known as the mini land bridge. The mini land bridge. The containerization, which went global in the 1970s. Very interesting process, not only legally, but from a economic standpoint. The trends, the author continues here, the trends are pointing the right way, said Colding, who spoke in Verlois, or Los, northwest of Maersk's base in Copenhagen. Oh my goodness, Copenhagen. Volumes, here's a quote, volumes are a little bit better than expected and rates are also going up. We still have some way to go, and we also have to get costs down some more. Container numbers are headed for a 10% drop this year. Now, how do you have a market that's emerging from the first year of contraction while we have costs continuing to go up and the number of containers headed down by 10%, a 10% drop this year, Colding said, prompting shipping companies to postpone orders for new vessels. We'll talk about that in a moment. Idle existing ones and sail at slower speeds to rein in capacity. Sounds like they're becoming much like government, doesn't it? Overworked, understaffed, and underpaid? Well, it's the same mantra. Industry-wide, the measures mean that average freight prices that fell 30% in the first 9 months may next year be level or slightly up from 2009. In other words, prices are going up. The euro area economy emerged from its worst recession since World War II in the third quarter. Helped by higher exports, the European Union Statistic Office said November the 13th, the container market will reach a quote-unquote healthy balance between supply and demand. I'll pick up that supply and demand ratio on the other side of this break. Stay with us.
Heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we've returned once again right here on our Wednesday, November the 18th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, now in the second hour. In the preceding segments, we're talking, opening up a little bit here about this Maersk container line. It says, Maersk says container market to grow next year and the rates may rise. We're into the article deeply now. But if you can think about it and wrap your mind around this, you've got these container lines from all over the globe, points of origin, loading up their cargo, and then they travel in shipping lanes to a port on one of the seaboards where they are offloaded at their dock onto a train line, Burlington Northern Railway away. Then they reach a distribution center. At that time, the containers are loaded onto truck flatbeds, and then they go in lanes, the same lanes you and I drive in, on superhighways until they get to your town. And as we said, they're backed into the bay, and then they are pulled up and stopped at the dock, and then they unload, and then you arrive in your automobile or your pickup truck, and you take the items that you have acquired and you put them in your truck in a parking lot, and then you go out and travel in a lane on a highway until you get to your driveway, at which time you put things in your garage, and then you bring them into your kitchen, and you have been in international commerce the entire period. And that's just the way it goes. Anyway, let's find out a little bit more about it. The Euro area economy again emerged from its worst recession since World War II. The container market will reach a healthy balance between supply and demand, equal to conditions before the financial crisis by 2013, Kolding said. That's 2 years earlier than he had estimated in June. In other words, he was looking out to 2015 for recovery. Now he's thinking 2013. Container lines with a lower cost base will be profitable before 2013, though none of the world's 25 largest container lines will make money this year. The CEO said none of the world's 25 largest container lines will make money this year. The key element is to have a good cost structure, Kolding said. We hope we're a leader on that front and therefore will be one of the market participants that first cross the important line of becoming profitable again. How long can a business operate if it's not making profits? Maersk Line, which operates almost 500 vessels, that is not correct. This month ended a five-year absence from the Trans-Pacific Stabilization Agreement. Perhaps you haven't heard of that before. A partnership that includes 14 of the company's largest rivals, saying it's necessary to work with competitors to restore profitability to the industry. That's shipping lines, ocean freight. Our market share is not large enough for us to go out on our own and lift rates, Kolding said. We need the other market players to do it with us. Is this a competitive marketplace or is this a monopoly in the building? Is this a combination? Obviously, the Trans-Pacific Stabilization Agreement is a combination, a combination of the 14 largest rivals. And they can't go out and just lift the rates. They need to have the other players doing it with them. Maersk Line holds 15.2% of the global container market, while closely held Mediterranean Shipping Company, its biggest competitor, has 11%, and CMA, well, let's go into this a little bit differently, but Maersk Line, whose parent is Denmark's largest company, will have cut 6,500 jobs from its 25,000-strong workforce by the end of the year, Kolding said, with more posts to go in 2010. That's how you make things more productive. Here's a list. Pulled this one down off the internet this morning. Just some of the top 100, the top 100 fleets, container vessel fleets, as per the 18th of November of 2009. Again, this APM Maersk has 552 ships at sea. 552 ships. They've got owned, those owned are 212, and chartered are 340. The Mediterranean Shipping Company, as we heard in the article, has a total of 396 under contract, I guess you might say. 209 they own, 187 they charter. The CGM line, or group, excuse me, they have 355 ships. You've seen those ships before, folks? 355, 552. These are as big as navies. 396 of these huge ships. Then there's the Evergreen Line, the APL, the Hapag-Lloyd, CSCL. As I'm reading these things, can you remember seeing these things go by on the back of a semi? Or here in the little town of Exeter, Missouri, we have a train line that runs, railroad line that runs right straight through town. You can go sit there with, on the city hall's front steps and just watch the trains go through town, and you'll see all of these very famous logos. CSCL, Costco, Hanjin, NYK, the K Line, the MOL, the OOCL, CSAV Group, the Yangmin Line, the Hamburg Sud Group, Zim, Hyundai, USAC, and PIL, the Pacific International Line. That's just the top 20. We're talking about billions and billions and billions of dollars in vessels. We're talking about quite a big industry, but it's part of this distribution chain that's been created for the global system, the beast system globally. And they all operate inside of this foreign exchange process, the Forex market, Canadian dollar, Mexican peso, euro, British pound, Swiss franc, and the U.S. dollar. Of course, it's not really the U.S. dollar. That's an aberration. So, let's talk briefly about money, and then we'll go back into budgets, the state budgets, the U.S. budgets, and things like that. Maybe we'll get into a little bit of economic history as well. This out of the Everyday Problems in Economics, again, Wood Simons, Fundamental Monetary Concepts. Before beginning a discussion of any monetary system, the author's right here, back in 1950, it is necessary to understand the meaning of the terms commonly used. Remember, in the 1950, they still had 90% silver coin in circulation. Of course, FDR had already stolen all the gold. We were already inside out and upside down with this toxic debt known as the Federal Reserve Note. But this is the discussion from our textbook, and we'll pick it up. We'll take the break, be back on the other side with Fundamental Monetary Concepts.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
Sometimes authorities don't tell the truth. Many businesses, traffic intersections, and patrol cars are now equipped with cameras. Big Brother is watching, but now you can watch Big Brother back without Big Brother even knowing it. Introducing DigiSpy sunglasses. These high-resolution DigiSpy sunglasses come with either 4GB or 8GB of flash memory, allowing you to record digital footage while doing everyday activities. DigiSpy sunglasses contain a small, high-quality hidden camera that can record up to 4 hours of real-time video and audio. The DigiNet Spy sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful search and seizures, town hall meetings, anywhere you need indisputable proof. DigiNet also offers the same audio-video technology in the functional DigiPen. Check out the complete line of products, including mobile DVRs, and see the video quality at DigiNet.net. That's DigiNet.net. DigiNet.net. Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 for your DigiNet Spy products today. Because video never lies.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving your home through the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over 2 decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information is only a page away.
Animal Farm radio show.
Now they're bleaching breads to look like multigrain, so you have to brown.
Get your ugly white ass out of here.
Weeknights from 5 to 7 p.m. Exactly. Central.
Returning once again and back into our economics, everyday problems in economics, fundamental monetary concepts. You know, it's so important to understand when the great fraud and deception started to come on us and at us in big time. But in 1950, a college professor, you know, would be old enough, you know, probably to remember quite well what was going down in the times before Franklin Delano Roosevelt came into power and stole the wealth of the people, stole all of their gold, gave them back nothing but a receipt. So let's review just a little bit of the fundamental monetary concepts before we go back into other things. Before beginning a discussion of any monetary system, our author writes, a female author, it is necessary to understand the meaning of the terms commonly used. These are standard and monetary unit. In the United States, the Mint Act of 1792 established the dollar as our standard monetary unit. Standard money contains bullion, the value of which is exactly equal to the value of the money. The Gold Standard Act of 1900 fixed a definite weight for our unit of value, the dollar, at 25.8 grains of gold. 9/10 of this weight was to be pure gold. The remainder was to be alloy to ensure durability. From 1900 to the spring of 1933, our country was on a gold standard. Of course, for thousands of years, gold has been in circulation as well as silver as a medium of exchange. But our author here states, from 1900 to the spring of 1933, our country was on a gold standard. You see, gold is different than the paper money, the Federal Reserve note, the funny money. Gold actually has form, and it has substance. If I could borrow from the teachings of Ronald McDonald and Robert Rowan in their book, They Own It All, it has both form and substance. Gold is property. Gold is the land. the Federal Reserve note is an illusion. How can you have payment when you exchange an illusion for something real? You can't. But you can if you exchange gold or silver, which both come from the land and are property in that transaction. And certainly if you have pre-1933 gold, there's a certain benefit to that as well, as I'm researching and finding out more about. Number one, a monetary system. Some monetary experts describe the condition created by the Gold Reserve Act of 1934 as a gold bullion standard. Well, we're going to talk more about this in the future. The original gold dollar contains 25.8 grains of gold, but by the Gold Reserve Act, 1934, the president was allowed to lower the amount of gold in the dollar to 15 5/21 grains, or 9/10 fine. This is kind of a review, well worth knowing, until we could almost recite it verbatim. Following the passage of this act, neither gold coin, gold certificates, nor gold bullion was permitted to circulate. And while there is no standard money in circulation, what a truth! The United States Treasury contains a large stock of gold-plated tungsten, a large stock of gold in Fort Knox. The unit for our currency is the dollar, the unit. Coinage, again, 1950s. Coinage refers only to metallic money, which now consists of silver dollars and subsidiary coins. All this in review. Gone through this before. Well worth knowing, memorizing. In connection with coinage, there are certain monetary terms which must be kept in mind. One is free coinage. Another is brassage. And still another is seigniorage. Under free coinage, a person could take metal to the mint and have it changed into coins. Between 1900 and 1933, gold was the only kind of money that was coined freely in the United States. There was only a limited coinage of silver. The government purchased the silver bullion and was responsible for the amount coined. When the government coined metal into money for individuals, a charge called brassage was made. This charge was just enough to meet the cost involved. Seigniorage means the coining of metal into money by the government for an individual when the charge more than covers the cost of coinage, and thus a profit is made on minting of the money. Legal tender. An expression widely used in connection with money is legal tender, which means money that must be accepted by a creditor when offered to him by a debtor. Money that must be accepted by a creditor when offered to him by a debtor. In our system, who is the creditor? And who now is the debtor? In 1933, Congress granted legal tender power to all coins and currencies of the United States, including the notes of the Federal Reserve and national banks. In this usage, as I pointed out in the past, the federal here in this textbook, college textbook, is the only capitalization in that phrase. Federal, lowercase r, reserve, and national banks. The expression lawful money is sometimes used in place of legal tender, and it is entirely correct to use the two terms interchangeably. Is that true? Legal, lawful, legal tender, lawful money. What is lawful money in this country, but gold or silver? What is legal tender? Paper? Currencies. Bimetallism, a condition in which a country allows two metals to be used as a standard, is referred to as bimetallism. These two metals are coined freely in relation to each other, that relation being a fixed ratio. There's a silver to gold to silver ratio that I used to talk about each morning, but I don't anymore, largely because I don't have enough lines on my paper. But at one time it was relatively small ratio. Today it's quite large, 60-something plus. Ounces of silver will buy you a gold ounce of silver, or gold, an ounce of gold. Gresham's Law, when a country is minting two metals, the one that is overvalued at the mint will be brought in larger quantities for mintage than the other. I'll drop down a little bit further. This brings us into operation what is known as Gresham's Law, which states that when two types of standard coins are used in circulation at the same time, the cheaper money will stay in circulation because the debtors will pay with the cheaper money. As they say, anyway, then the value of money. The value of money means the quantity of goods money will exchange for at a given price level. To illustrate, when we say prices are high, we mean that in the market, a dollar buys less than it did formerly. All related to price. Steaks, bread, milk, eggs, all of that. But do you buy it? Do you own it? Is it yours? Or is it a fraud? We'll pick it up there on the other side of this break, and we'll go into budgeting, American budgets.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% 25% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we could go into this quickly. I care not what puppet is placed on the throne of England to rule the empire. The man that controls Britain's money supply controls the British Empire. And I control the money supply, Baron Nathan Meyer Rothschild of the Rothschild International Banking Cartel. This off the cover of They Own It All, Including You, a book by Ronald McDonald and Robert Rowan. You can go up on the internet and visit their website, newpeopleorder.com, newpeopleorder.com. There's information on that website that you might want to take a look at. I have received and have read and finished last evening this book. And I initially thought, well, it's overpriced, it's a small paperback, and I didn't feel comfortable about having given almost over $30 for it. But having read it, and I didn't care for the sans-serif typeface and the amount of white space on every page and the wide distance between the lines and so on and so forth, it's, you know, it's like going back into school, and you have to write a one-page paper about something, and so you write in an extraordinarily large handwriting a few sentences and fulfill the bill. But they wrote this book in a deliberately dumbed-down language style. Very few of the sentences include more than about 6 or 7 words, lots of periods, an occasional comma, virtually none that I saw, semicolons. It's very, very easy read. I think an eighth grader would be able to handle this one, just read it through. But I have a sense that they wrote it this way intentionally, as I've heard them speak on air. Neither of them are ignorant. So they wrote it in a very open and easy style so that you could go through it. It took more time than I thought to read the book because it's worthy of thought. It also has quite a few references in it that I'm going to need to check out. It's not a very well footnote. It's not a footnote. Well, it is, has a few footnotes, but it's not very well footnoted, and it doesn't really come with a bibliography or anything. But they do cite court cases and other things and pieces of legislation, which will require my attention to go in and look at and make sure that I agree with them in their basic research, their premise. And if all that passes muster, maybe next week sometime or otherwise we'll invite them on the air with us. Hope that would happen. But it is a good book, worthy of your read. Looking at it anyway, go up and visit their website, newpeopleorder.com. They pretty well tie together a lot of the loose ends in the great fraud on America. And you'll be hard-pressed to get to the end of the book and not just be confirmed in all of your suspicions, but now you'll have more of the right things, if you will, to say. Going back to our discussion and inquiry into budgets, you know, as we can understand what a budget is and why it's necessary, but in our study of economic history, we discovered that it was not until late, around the same time of the creation of this Federal Reserve banking system, it was not until late that the idea of making a budget became acceptable and used here in the United States. And so, as late as the turn of the century again, governmental budgets were rarely discussed in the United States outside of academic circles. Political leaders and citizens generally were quite ignorant of the use of such budgets. Indeed, the United States was the only great nation without a budget system, and its state and local governments were in practically the same plight. Now we'll drop down. We've covered that before. Go back and listen to Monday's broadcast. More specifically, the National Budget and Accounting Act of 1921 established the president as the budget-making authority, creating a budget staff agency, outlined the contents of the budget document, and laid out part of the procedure of formulating and adopting the budget. the president might have assumed responsibility for the preparation of the budget under previously existing laws, but Congress was not yet prepared for the executive direction in budgeting. The 1921 Act, in effect, was merely a declaration on the part of Congress that it was ready for executive leadership in formulating the budget. This is 1921. This is the pre-1933 time period, and the post, almost dead square off in the middle here, folks, the post-1913 period. But you notice that it was Congress that created the Federal Reserve and a president that signed it in to law, in effect. And it was the Congress that passed on this National Budget and Accounting Act, where the Congress became prepared for executive direction in budgeting. The 1921 Act, in effect, was merely a declaration on the part of Congress that it was ready for executive leadership in formulating the budget, delegating a new authority, extra-constitutional, from Congress to the president, the executive leadership. The Bureau of the Budget, housed in the Treasury Department for the first 18 years of its existence, had a small staff of about 40 persons during most of this time. The early years of the Bureau were spent in overcoming and the improper habits and customs developed during the previous century relative to the estimating and spending of public funds. This was not an easy task. The first director of the budget, General Charles G. Dawes, the Dawes Plan, had to threaten dilatory administrative chiefs with a letter from President Harding, which warned them of prompt dismissal from the government service if they did not comply with the Bureau's requests. Rather stern, would have been an appropriate job for Rahm Israel Emanuel, perhaps, the man with the pliers threatening your testicles. In those days, there was an ingrained departmental opposition to executive leadership. We're talking about a transition in form here. And it expressed itself most notably in connection with the budget. Very soon, the Bureau got the reputation of being an economy-minded, restrictive agency skilled in ways of pleasantly saying no, 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 no. Become vocal local. Just say no. Interesting. But in 1939, when the Bureau was transferred to the Executive Office of the President, it immediately became a government-wide managerial agency of the President in all matters which could not appropriately be delegated by the executive to particular departments and offices. The demands of this much larger sphere served to increase the staff of the Bureau to about 600 persons in the course of the next 5 or 6 years. Moving up from 40 persons during most of the earlier ages there to a Bureau of about 600 persons. The Bureau is not only concerned with formulating the budget and administering appropriations, but it also studies the relationship of budget policy to economic trends, analyzes the administrative implications of proposed bills, controls statistics. Have we heard about the control of the statistics lately? Forms and questionnaires. Surveys administrative organization and practices and offers proposals for readjustment, looking toward improved management, and furnishes general information on executive and administrative matters. You see how powerful the Bureau of Budget or the Office of Management and Budget became. The Bureau has 5 principal divisions. Again, this is from the Encyclopedia Americana, published in 1951, this article probably earlier than that. The Bureau has 5 principal divisions dealing with estimates, fiscal and economic matters, legislative reference, legislative bill drafting agencies, the legislative reference centers. This is the tie-in, perhaps, to the American Banking Association, which created the American Bar Association, which created the Uniform Law Commission, which created the legislative bill drafting agencies and the legislative reference libraries in all of the various states across America and the federal bill drafting agency, the International Bill Drafting Agency. Then from them came their great diadem. The Uniform Commercial Code, the Model Codes and the Model Acts that bind even the delinquent father when he fails to make his child support payments and so on and so forth. The 1921 Act outlined in considerable detail the contents of the budget document without prescribing a definite form. It fixed the date for transmitting the budget to Congress and permitted the president to make certain amendments to his expenditure proposals after the budget reached that body. And there's more to come right after this break. Stay with us.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
Sometimes authorities don't tell the truth. Many businesses, traffic intersections, and patrol cars are now equipped with cameras. Big Brother is watching, but now you can watch Big Brother back without Big Brother even knowing it. Introducing DigiSpy Sunglasses. These high-resolution DigiSpy Sunglasses come with either 4GB or 8GB of flash memory, allowing you to record digital footage while doing everyday activities. DigiSpy Sunglasses contain a small, high-quality hidden camera that can record up to 4 hours of real-time video and audio. The Diginet Spy Sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful search and seizures, town hall meetings, anywhere you need indisputable proof. Diginet also offers the same audio-video technology in the functional DigiPen. Check out the complete line of products, including mobile DVRs, and see the video quality at diginet.net. That's diginet.net. diginet.net. Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 for your Diginet Spy products today. Because video never lies.
The Animal Farm Radio Show.
Now, this is the greatest show on radio because Paya is on the show.
I know.
Weeknights from 5 to 7 p.m. Central.
It's sliding into the final segment of today's two-hour broadcast. You can call in, folks, if you want to get in the last 10 minutes here at 866-841-1065, as our caller from Placerville, California has done. Caller, you're on the air.
Is that me?
That'd be you. What is your first name, please? What's your first name so I can update my screen?
This is Fritz in Missouri.
Oh, you're Fritz in Missouri. I'm showing you coming up with Placerville, California, but go ahead.
Yeah, that's funny. You know, I called last month, and then on Saturday my name came up. I was listening to another show on Saturday, and my name came up on the call screen. Anyway, I called about the question about legal tender versus lawful money.
Okay.
And I have in my possession, I guess everybody's seen a silver certificate and they understand that represents silver in the bank. I got one in my hand here and it actually says, this certifies that there is on deposit in the Treasury of the United States $1 payable in silver to the bearer on demand. I think we're all familiar with that. I've also got a couple of old FRNs. I've got a 34 $20 FRN. Federal Reserve note, and I've got a 1950 $100 Federal Reserve note, and they were still pretending as if they were silver certificates, and this FRN says at the bottom, will pay to the bearer on demand $100. So this is not $100 I have in my hand. It's a receipt for $100, but they don't define what $100 is, and furthermore, the little disclaimer says, our modern bills say this note is legal tender for all debts public and private. These old FRNs, and I'm assuming it was printed on all of them for 25 years because I have a 34 and a 50, and it says this note is legal tender for all debts public and private and is redeemable in lawful money at the United States Treasury or any Federal Reserve Bank.
Correct.
So there is clearly a difference between, and it's printed right on the bill, there is a difference between legal tender and lawful money.
Yes, what is lawful money? When you think about our country, you go back to the Constitution, and it would be either gold or silver, correct? That's the law. What's legal tender? What's at the very top of that bill? What does it say? What are the words at the very top of it?
At the very top, it doesn't read like a silver certificate. It just says Federal Reserve note in the border, in the boundary, and then it says the United States of America.
The United States of America underneath that.
Yes.
Okay.
So legal tender is legal is any old law they write, and lawful, of course, means it's constitutional, the way I understand it.
Right, right. Well, at the top of the gold certificate that I'm looking at here, it says this certifies that something, it's very hard to read it, blah, 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 something of America. Okay, so anyway, it doesn't have...
My silver certificate.
Yes.
My silver certificate probably reads the same thing. And as I said, it says this certifies that there is on deposit in the Treasury.
Yes, that's what it says. Go ahead.
Of the United States of America.
Okay, so at that point, now you know that there's a difference because a Federal Reserve note has Federal Reserve on the top of it. At the top of these notes is always the creditor's name. It's just like in a promissory note. And so you know that... Go ahead.
Well, so the way I see it, you know, the person that holds the note is owed the debt. So the way I see it, if I have a pocket full of Federal Reserve notes, I have a promissory note from the Federal Reserve that they owe me money.
Oh no, the other way around. Where is their name on the promissory note? They're at the top. They're the creditor. You're the debtor. You see, they're the creditor. You're the debtor. That's.
If I sell my car and I to my neighbor and he writes me a promissory note, that he's the debtor.
Say that again.
The way I look at it, excuse me?
He writes you a promissory, he writes out a promissory note to you.
And he is the debtor.
And he is still the debtor.
So the Federal Reserve issued me a promissory note. So they owe me money.
No, they don't. I can assure you. No, they don't. This is one of the things that if you go up on the website and look at it, and maybe even to browse around and consider picking up a copy of this book that I just mentioned previously on the broadcast. They own it all, including you. You can go up on their website. It's newpeopleorder.com.
And I've looked at it.
Yeah, and it'll go through this quite carefully. I don't have it down verbatim so that I can just come out eloquently and restate what they've written in so many words. But it's actually the opposite way around. It's because of the hidden lien on these Federal Reserve notes.
Yeah.
When Franklin took us off the gold standard, if you will, took gold out of circulation for we the people, it still remained in circulation for other countries. They had to be foreign entities. And we created this Federal Reserve note system. The Federal Reserve banks wouldn't accept their Federal Reserve notes in payment from the government for debt. The only thing they would accept was gold. And so all the gold certificates that were in there and the Federal Reserve bank notes and things like that, bank notes, not a Federal Reserve note, but bank notes, this was how the government paid the Federal Reserve our gold for their worthless debt notes. And so it took a period of time, and it only took a period of time, before in this process the Federal Reserve had all the gold. And as Rothschild said, if he has the ability to control the money, he's going to control the country. And so this process begins at, like that. And now, and as I went through this morning on the big elaboration about transportation lines and shipping lanes and all of this is operating in commerce under Admiralty law, the laws of the sea, really. That goes all the way back to the Admiral, Christopher Columbus. He was the first guy there. He was the Admiral. And so it carries from that forward. If you go back and read out of Blackstone's commentaries, as I have, and get a good understanding of that, you'll see in there a mention of lex mercatoria, which is law merchant. And so we have the law merchant, we had the Roman civil law, and we had the common law of England when we started this country, and almost all of our founders were well-versed in that, and they understood it. So when Thomas Jefferson said something along the lines, let's see if I can find it, I had it up here in a minute ago, in regards to paper money. Let's see if I can quickly get it. If I can't, we'll just skip it. I don't see it coming as quick as I'd hope, so forget about it. But Thomas Jefferson basically said that paper money, when it's in circulation, for every paper dollar that is printed up, we lose one silver dollar in the exchange. So we lose all of our silver for the paper. And that's basically what has happened. Where our Federal Reserve notes are is that they don't pay anything. Form and substance are required to pay something off. And there's no form, and a Federal Reserve note has a form of money. It's legal, but it's not lawful. It doesn't have the substance of money to run with it. And so when you bargain or sign a contract with a promissory note on your neighbor's car, you become the debtor to your neighbor. He's the creditor to you. And so you're in a relationship that's difficult. Now, if all that the promissory note requires is that you pay him in Federal Reserve notes, then it's impossible for you to pay that debt. Because none of those pieces of paper have any substance to go with their form. They're just the form of money. And in this
process, you're paying a debt with a debt.
Yeah, you're paying a debt with a debt, but the Federal Reserve Bank owns the Federal Reserve pieces of paper. They pay to have them printed. These are a foreign product.
Not property.
Yeah, it's not your property. So how you got into the Ponzi scheme, Fritz, when you accepted this piece of paper in exchange for your labor. Your neighbor gets into this Ponzi scheme when you give him those Federal Reserve notes in exchange for his car. Your labor has substance. His car had substance. But all we're doing is trading something with no substance, somebody else's product. Well, all of those Federal Reserve notes carry a lien, a hypothecation lien in Admiralty law. And so not only do you not own the car once you buy it from your neighbor, but your neighbor didn't own it. He can't give you, he can't sell you anything more than he had. Hey, thanks for the call, Fritz. We're right out of time. Folks, we'll be back again tomorrow with our very special guest, Vicki Davis. And until then, good day.
Taking it over back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving your home to the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over two decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information is only a page away.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.